Lila Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. We're in the middle of Siman Tov Tzadik Gimel Seif Beis. The Rama writes, Im Chal B'Yom Rishon, if Lag B'Omer falls on a Sunday, then Noagin Listaper B'Yom Shishi L'Chvot Shabbos. Then we already allow you to take a haircut and shave on Erev Shabbos, Friday, 2 days early, to get for Kavod Shabbos. Oh, so that's important to know. That happens once in a while. When Lag B'Omer is on Sunday, you can get a haircut already on the Friday before. Umishu Baal Bris, O Mal B'No, if you're the one of the Baalei Simcha at a Bris, that's the Sanzik, the Mohel, and the Avia Ben, Mutu Listaper B'Sfiru Chvod Amila. You can get a haircut and shave during Sfiras HaOmer in honor of the Mila. Oh. And this means also that if the Bris Mila is on Shabbos, you can have the haircut on Erev Shabbos as well. And the Mishnah Berurah says even before Chatzos, where it's not Mamish Erev Shabbos, it's only Friday, it's you can have the haircut already on Erev Shabbos. Sif Gimel. Some people get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and that's a mistake. Now, what the Shulchan Aruch means is, if you follow the view that you keep the first 33 days of Sfira up until Lag BaOmer, then you can't take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Oh. But we'll see, there are other minhagim. Miyu Bahar Be Makomos, the Rama says, Noagim listaper ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. V'yosem listapru milag bomer ve'elach af pi shemut listaper lag bomer atzmo. Oh. And the Rama says there is another minhag. The other minhag is, again, everyone keeps 33 days. So the other minhag is that you shave and take haircuts up until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, including Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And then the 33 days is from Beis Iyar up until Shavuos. That is the second custom. Oh. The Mishnah Berurah quotes also a third custom, which is slightly different, close to the second, but slightly different. And that is that they take haircuts and shave up until the end of Nisan, Kaf Tes Nisan, and then starting from Lamed Nisan, meaning the first day that we call Rosh Chodesh Iyar, up until Gimel Sivan, in the morning, which is the beginning of the Shlosim Agbala, they keep Sfiras HaOmer, they keep the Minhage Avegos, they don't take haircuts, and then starting from Gimel Sivan and the Shlosim Agbala, they take haircuts of Kavod Shavuos. That's a third minhag which is acceptable, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes. If you keep one of them in Hagim that keeps the second half of Sfira, then Lag BaOmer is a day in the middle that's a freebie where you can take haircuts there as well. So these are the three opinions, three minhagim, and a person should follow, everyone should follow, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'nyanim Eilu, Yitpas Klecha Kefi Minhag Makom. Everyone should follow his minhag. But if you keep, let's say, the first half of Sfira, and you also want to take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that's a mistake. That's like burning the candle at both ends, and that's not allowed. The Rama concludes, V'linhagu bi'irachas mixas minag zeh, v'shum lo siskorudu, v'kol shekein shein linog heter v'shtehen. In one city, you shouldn't have people keeping different minhagim. This means if you have one town, a unified town, and they have one rav and one standard approach, everyone should have the same minhag. Rav Moshe has a tshuva that in America, in the various cities in America, people came from all over. Let's say in Brooklyn, Jews came from all over Europe with all the different minhagim. So Rav Moshe writes that you don't have to worry about having different minhagim because each person can follow his minhag. There isn't one official minhag. All the minhagim came to this place. So in the modern world, it's not so common that this comment of the Rama still applies. Oh. There's a famous question whether a person can switch back and forth from one minhag to another. And Rav Moshe writes that one is allowed to. And this is the accepted psak. Guidelines number 63 says, may a person change his custom from one year to the next? The answer is yes, provided there's no fixed custom in his city. Well, so that's another famous tshuva from from Rav Moshe. When Rav Moshe writes that one can change his minhag from one year to the next, that also means that you do not need a special hataras nedarim. There's another interesting question. What if you keep, let's say, the second half of Sfira, and someone who keeps the first half of Sfira is getting married, let's say after Lag BaOmer? So can you attend the wedding? So there's another famous tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says that's allowed, and one may attend a wedding of someone else who observes a different period of mourning. Finally, Sif Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Noagu anashim lo lasos melachim pesach ad atzeres mishkias acham ve'elach. The Shulchan Aruch says there's a minig that women don't do melacha from Shkia time until Sfiras HaOmer is counted. Although the Shulchan Aruch says women, the Mishnah Berurah says this also applies to men. What's the idea? So the Rishonim bring down that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died towards evening, and they were buried after sunset. So the people were involved in at this time with the burial. So as a zecher, to remind ourselves of the terrible tragedy, we don't do work during that time from Shkia up until one counts Sfira. Another remez is that the time of Sfiras HaOmer is called Sheva Shabbosos, 7 weeks of counting Sfiras HaOmer. And the word Shabbos has the connotation of abstaining from melacha. So as a remez to that word in the Torah, people have melacha not to do work. This minhag is not to do heavy work, like the example they give is sewing or a hand wash, which requires heavy activity and careful activity from the person doing the work. Let's say throwing a wash in the laundry, they say, is mutter. Cooking is mutter. But sewing and a hand wash would not be allowed. This minhag quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, not everyone accepted it. And the poskim say, Rav Eider and others say, those who don't have this minhag are not required to conduct themselves in this manner, because many of the Achronim, the Kaf HaChaim and others, quote that this minhag was not universally accepted. Okay, we'll stop here.